Carrie and Alan Tupper have created a comic series. They hope to become an animation kamikaze with Havana Nguyen. They're here with us this morning, part of our countdown to Dragon Con. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, first, tell us about the title, because kamikaze can be very scary, but I also have the feeling there is a whole lot of punnery going on here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things is that kamikaze, we didn't choose kamikaze lightly. The series itself talks a lot about what it's like to actually constantly be on the run, always, you know, in that mode of, you know, am I going to live or die? Plus, there's always we really tried to keep in mind the original intent of what kamikaze meant, which was divine wind. It was an old Japanese folktale, which talked about when Japan would be in great peril, a storm would come that would cleanse the earth of any trouble that they might run through.
So that's a bit lighter than suicide
mission. It's right. A bit of the duality of it.
And suicide mission.
It's a little heavy, and we realized that, but we did not choose it lightly, and we definitely realized the gravity of the name. But we also try to keep that gravity in check in the story. So you're not just we want to pay respect and homage to it, but also, you know, understand that we're coming from both sides of it, the traditional meaning and the current, more modern meaning from World War II.
Okay. Now, if you could take us through the process. I know that there are some wonderful web videos you have up called Design from the Inside Out.
Yeah.
And that is how you develop the characters and or the concept. Many people wonder with comics, with animation, what comes first, the character, the story, or the picture?
Right. That's a great question. That video series is actually a spinoff of the talk we did last year at Dragon Con. And that whole, you know, chicken and the egg, you know, character, story, art question is really the root of that talk. Ultimately, our position is that it's a cycle, and you can start anywhere in that cycle, but through that cycle, each one informs the other. So you can start anywhere, but as long as you keep it in that loop, and you know, as you develop a character, story possibilities open up, and that helps inform who what the character looks like. And some of our characters started off looking radically different, but as we got to know them better and got to know what their story was, their design just morphed over time.
I love how you said that, Alan, as you got to know them better. When I read about writers who say that they didn't create their characters came to them, mm-hmm. you know, to be realized, it's a fascinating glimpse into the creative process. Kamikaze is the name of a character. Isn't kamikaze a superhero or your protagonist? And you talked about how you got to know her better. You and Carrie developed her over a decade ago.
Right.
And then Havana came on board more recently, and I understand kamikaze's look changed. Tell us about that, Havana.
Yeah, no problem. So I joined Carrie and Alan about 3 years ago. By that time, they've already built out the world of kamikaze. They built out the characters. Originally, I was actually brought on just to finish up a few of the character designs and to put together some graphic design for them. But since then, I've grown so attached to the project. It really resonates with me, resonates with my vision of animation. And, I'm now a long-term partner, and I work on the comic as well. But it was interesting for me because they've already come up with these characters, and they were so close. And I think one of the advantages of having someone new come onto the scene you know, I had to know these characters from scratch. And we actually kind of went through an interview process with the characters to discover who they are. And
oh, you interviewed the character? Oh, I would love to have been a fly on the wall for that. Mm-hmm. Well, describe, since radio is not a visual medium, but we can be very descriptive. Would you describe Kamikaze's appearance?
So Kamikaze, her real identity is Markatia. She is a woman of color. She's only 19 years old. She has a very graphic look to her.
Meaning?
Like, stylistically, we took a lot of influence from the Batman animated series from the 90s, and that seems to really resonate with a lot of our fans. She has, you know, short dreadlocks. She wears baggy clothes. In her free time, she does free running, and she's a courier for a mailing service or delivery service. And yeah, I mean, I think out of all the characters, her design has pretty much stayed the same, but just fine-tuned.
Kamikaze's design, in a lot of ways, reflects a lot of Markatia's origins. So the suit is a very... it's baggy. It wasn't actually intended for her. She's actually sort of the latest in a long line of dropouts from this particular program to try to build this covert agent. Mm-hmm. And so she's kind of working with the hand-me-down suit that doesn't fit her and equipment which may or may not be intended for her. So it's she's got some you know, armored bracers, and she's got an anti-gravity pack.
Aha! Don't leave home without her. Talking with Alan Tupper and the creative team of Kamikaze as part of our countdown to Dragon Con. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to City Lights. We're talking with the creators of the Kamikaze web comic and original Dust Bowl cyberpunk series. I love this. These words are not part of my daily vocabulary, but it's so much fun learning about this. You were telling us about the origins of Kamikaze, and she's a very beautiful character, I mean, in her appearance as well. She is not the graphic equivalent of Kerry Washington's Olivia Pope, however. No. She is facing a much more difficult world, and it is nowhere near as easy for her to fix things.
Right.
She's got to get through college. Is that part of the conceit? Give me the backstory here.
So originally, way back when Carrie and I first met and started working on this, Kamikaze was a completely different property. It was actually a comedy. It was set in sort of a modern day Atlanta, and we were both newcomers to the city. And I think we were both trying to parse through sort of the ridiculousness of being in Atlanta as non-natives, and the original idea of Kamikaze was that it was sort of the spoof on the superhero genre, which at that time, which was 2004, was in the infancy of the giant blockbuster culture it is now. But it was still something that we felt like spoofing. And at the time, Markatia signed on to be the superhero to pay her way through college. Essentially, there was a scholarship program with very cryptic writing of, you know, must be able to heal quickly. And that was pretty much the only requirement. Since that point, I don't know what happened. Either we got jaded or what. But the world morphed into this big post-apocalyptic thing. And the story changed into a little bit more of a somber, critical look at things.
Yeah.
And Marquesha's story morphed from this, or her motivation morphed from, I need to do this to pay for college, into, I need to do this to make sure my dad and I survive in this very harsh, unforgiving environment that we live in.
Wow. It definitely becomes more of a survival story. And that in of itself, I mean, a lot of people ask, so what's the basic story? And it's sort of like, well, what if, you know, the first superhero comes after the world's already ended? And the sort of gravity of that, and it's sort of like, you know, is she even at that point a superhero? Is she somebody who's constantly struggling with, you know, am I doing the right thing or not? I mean, is that even a possibility in this kind of world?
Ooh, weighty concerns. We are listening to the creative team behind Kamikaze on City Lights from WABE Atlanta. We'll be back in just a moment. Talking about comics, graphics, graphic design, animation. One of the great thrills for me when I was a little kid and allowed to walk to the drugstore alone, the Archie comic books, which I love to read. Yes, I am of that age. You know, they would be on this cool stand. How do you distribute comics, and how do people experience your creative work?
Well, people still, you know, pick up Archie. That's
really?
Definitely. Yeah.
He hasn't aged a bit either.
No. Mark Hamill, actually, the guy who played Luke Skywalker, is a massive Archie fan. That's a little aside.
Love it.
And every once in a while, I've heard him on podcasts and stuff just go off and just on tangents about, you know, how great Archie is. So what we do is we're kids of the internet age. So webcomics are what we do. And a webcomic is really just a serialized comic where there's an ongoing story, in our case, where every week we just put up a new page. And the story evolves forward in that fashion. And that works very well for us because we don't have to worry about making a deal with a publisher or finding a syndication deal or anything like that that would have normally held back something like this.
Okay, Alan. When I would walk to the drugstore to buy my weekly Archie, I had a quarter, and I'm looking at you and Carrie and Havana, and I'm thinking, okay, each week you put up your new installment. How do you eat, and how are you repaid, or how are you rewarded for this artistic, not just effort, but immersion that you have in your work?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Carrie, Alan, and I have invested so much time building Kamikaze and producing the webcomic. And right now we're really, there was a turning point in working with Kamikaze, or working on Kamikaze, where we realized that what we really needed was grassroots support. To really get Kamikaze off the ground, we needed to,
so to speak,
right, to, find the fans that want to see something like this on the air, that want to see an animated series like Kamikaze.
And when you say on the air, you mean on the web or on a TV?
Well, it started off as a concept for an animated pitch. So we wanted to pitch it to different TV networks and things like that. And we got amazing opportunities to pitch it at different animation festivals. The feedback has been unanimously positive. And I think right now what they wanted to see and what we wanted to see was grassroots support and to get the story out there and not wait for permission to publish the story. And so for us, the webcomic route made sense to us because we just wanted to release the story for free, get it out there, get it so people can go ahead and consume the story and get involved with it. And it seems to have resonated with a lot of different people. I mean, it's been astounding the, how well received it's been.
And to answer the more pedestrian question of, you know, how are we eating and keeping
going?
Yes. We all have day jobs. Havana works full time. I work part time. Carrie works full time. And so far, none of us has gotten kicked out.
Well, so. And so this is truly a creative labor of love.
Yes.
And a lot of labor. I'm intrigued. This being radio, our listeners are not looking at you now. Kamikaze is African American. None of you are African American.
No.
What made you decide that would be her?
Really, she just kind of came in the door that way.
Here we go again.
I know that sounds so silly, but
not silly, but intriguing.
The thing is that Alan and I both grew up on military bases in areas that would otherwise be predominantly white. So we're used to seeing a lot of diversity around us, and diversity is something that, to me personally, is very important. Not just because of, you know, the hot topic of the age, but, you know, I used to play on the playground with kids and they had no one to play as, and that bothered me as a child. And it still bothers me today that, you know, even though we're better than we were, you know, when my little brother's playing with his friends, you know, his friends who are African American or Asian, they have no one to play as, and that bugs me. And even you even see this sort of discrepancy in adult media now. And I really feel passionately, and I think all of us feel passionately, about making sure that people, there's equal representation. And we've had very, very, very positive reactions to it.
Very impressive. We just have a couple minutes remaining. If you could tell us what you will be doing at DragonCon.
So this year, unfortunately, we had an unavoidable scheduling conflict, and we can't make it this year. We are going to be at a couple other conventions this year. There's one this weekend. It's a little local convention, Atlanta Comic-Con. And we're also going to be at Anime Week in Atlanta, which is at the end of September, which is also right around Dragon Con.
In costume. Do you walk around? You look very, you know, normal here, but
I'm the one who shows up in costume.
Okay. And Havana, is that your gravity pack?
None of us dress up as the characters. We haven't had that yet.
Although we're looking forward to our first cosplayers. Yeah. That's something that we're definitely looking forward to. And I think, Carrie, you've said that you're going to
I'm going to cry. Ugly cry. Not even pretty cry. Just ugly cry.
Well, it's really been a pleasure talking with Carrie Tupper, Alan Tupper, and Havana Nguyen. Best of luck. Continued good luck and success to you with Kamikaze.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.